Yesterday was a good news, bad news day for aircraft maker Boeing. The Federal Aviation Administration has approved an inspection and maintenance plan that paves the way for grounded 737 MAX 9 jets to return to service. But the agency also announced yesterday that it would increase scrutiny of Boeing's manufacturing and quality control. The announcement comes after a door plug panel blew off one of its planes minutes into a flight earlier this month. The CEO of Alaska Airlines revealed just this week that the carrier had found, quote, loose bolts, unquote, on many of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. For more on what this means for the aviation industry and for passengers, I'm joined by Kathleen Banks. She is an aviation safety analyst and a former commercial pilot. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
So the FAA says it will not allow Boeing to expand production of the 737 MAX 8 and 9 planes, as well as the upcoming smaller MAX 7 and the larger MAX 10 variants. And it says it's going to investigate its manufacturing practices. Have you ever seen this kind of action from the FAA before?
Well, that's a good question. We'd have to go back and look and go way back into history. You know, it is funny. There's other models that have come out. You can go back even to the early 1960s, like the Boeing 727, which had a fantastic safety record. But when it first came out, it had two or three high-profile fatal accidents right away. You know, we've seen things similar to this before, but what it really means right now for Boeing is they're putting out maybe 30 to maybe three dozen MAX jets a month is what they've been trying to do, and they want to up production in the next year or two to 50 or even 55, and then, as you mentioned, get that Dash 7 and the Dash 7 certified. And right now, basically what the FAA is said is slow down. We want to slow down. You're not going to expand the production line right now. And obviously, that's going to hurt Boeing's bottom line.
I just have a couple questions about some of the things that you told us. So I'm going to see if I can kind of take them point by point. So, you know, the door plug, then loose bolts. And then just last weekend, I understand that a nose wheel fell off a plane as it was about to take off in Atlanta. Do these recent problems suggest something to you?
Well, there's definitely a quality control culture problem at Boeing. Now, that nose wheel coming off that 757, no, that was a Delta jet, and that's a 757, and that plane came off the assembly line probably over two decades ago. Mm-hmm. But yes, have we seen this culture issue at Boeing shift, more than two decades now from what I guess people would classically say is from a very engineering-focused company to a more financial-focused company. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, to some extent, Boeing is too big to fail, and its commercial jets are not really what keep it in business. They bring in more revenue from you and me and everyone else in the form of U.S. taxpayers, as the U.S. government is pretty much its largest customer right now.
So Boeing builds the planes, but airlines fly them, and the federal government is supposed to, what, just make sure that standards are adhered to. So I guess I'm wondering if you could apportion responsibility, how would you apportion it?
Well, what I think is I'm very happy to see is Alaska Airlines and United Airlines CEOs this week have been very verbal about their disappointment in what is happening and their desire to get more involved, to put their own people in the production, you know, lines and oversee that. And so I think that's definitely a step in the right direction. What we're going to see this week, starting as early as Friday, is the FAA has now said, okay, we have an inspection and maintenance process that we want you to follow to get these jets back in the air. And starting this, you know, like I said, as early as Friday, we could see Alaska Airlines start flying them again. And by Saturday, possibly United will have the MAX 9 flying
again. As briefly as you can, what can you do as a consumer? If you're worried about this.
If the consumer has issues and at this point feels this jet is not proven to them, they can go on any flight tracker or any airline website and app, look in the details section and find out exactly what that model is if at this point they're still uncomfortable flying on the MAX jet.
That is Kathleen Banks. She's a former commercial airline pilot and an aviation safety analyst. Kathleen Banks, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.